Tibor Asana. And as far as Pekudi will talk about Tibor Asana, because Shabbos Bochah Chodesh Adar. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Fidal from the base, Ezra says that you are Me'abed is the Shana for three reasons, for three simonim. Alat Kufa, Vel Perus Ailan, Vel Aviv. So Rashi Shita is that Al Aviv means for the spring, for Chag HaPesach to be Chal on Chodesh Aviv. Allah, what you call it? Alat Kufa means the Sukkah should be Chal, Tkufa Sashona, it should be Chal in the winter, not in the, what you call it, I'm sorry, but should be Chal in the autumn, not in the summer. That's Tkufa Sashona. And then there is Aloha, the Perus Ailan, that has to be Shavuos, in a time when you could bring that the fruits are ripe, that you could bring then at that time, Bikurim. So Rashi Shita is that, and the Gemara says, Al Shnayim Hem Me'abrim Ve'alechad Me'abrim, two of them are good enough simonim, and Aviv alone is a simon also. That's what the Gemara goes on. But according to Rashi, what drives the Ibur Hashana is the Yom Tov, that the Yom Tovim have to be in a specific season. Right? So that's why you do it, and that's how you drive the calendar, that you should match the lunar calendar to the solar. That's why it becomes lunar solar. The Biskrovis Medai, the Rambam says, Befirsh like that. Perak Dalad Aloch Aleph, the Rambam goes ahead and he says that Chodshi Ashona im Chodshi Levona. The months are lunar months. Shenemar, the Zois Evajako Kazere Ukedesh, right? Chodesh Azel Lachem, Ro Levona Bechidusha. But Ashona, the year, is Shnoi Sachama, is a solar year. So his Masha has nothing to do with the Yom Tovim, is that the Chodesh is Mulura. And the Shana is solar, right? The Rambam learns from the Chodesh Aviv, and that's why the Rambam Shitosa learns that all the Aviv, Kufa, and etc. The Rambam says it's all talk about Pesach. One of them is that the spring should be for Pesach because the Mekor, that the sun, that the solar calendar has to be solar, is because the Pesach says Shabbos Chodesh Aviv. That's what I'm saying, Perek Aleph. So therefore, spring is what dictates. Now, the simonim of spring, one simon is the spring in the seasons, right? The other sign is that the spring is the time of what the Pesach says, Tkufa. So Aviv means that there is spring in the air, meaning that everything is sprouting. One means Tkufa, means the season. And one means Perus Ailan, meaning that there is enough growth that Perus Ailan is already growing. But the Rambam says it's all halacha of Aviv, and therefore the spring, as the spring, that's what counts. Everything else, it could be mitzaref. But be as it may, that's how the Rambam learns the halacha of Tkufa. So Biskova says the Rambam learns it's all halacha in the spring. But the Rambam is saying more. It's not that it's halacha in Pesach. It's halacha in the Shona. Those things are megala that this is the Shnoi Sachama. But the idea is the Shnoi Sachama. The Rambam repeats that in Perek. Dalad Aloch Aleph, then Rambam explains this in Perek Dalad, Aloch Aleph, Aloch Beis, Aloch Gimel. That's repeated again in Perek Dalad. The Deika word is totally what defines a year. Lunisolar means months are lunar, the year is solar. Now, that's what the Biskrov says. Now, the only problem is you have to understand one thing is why. Two things. Why the Chodesh is a monthly, is lunar, and the Shon is solar. I mean, why is lunisolar and why is Tol is Ebezem? And why, how the Torah describes it, the Torah never says that. The Torah only implies, because since Pesach has been Chodesh Aviv, that's what it is. So it's all function, it's all derivative of Chodesh Aviv. Why is that so? That is the first question. The second question is the following. The Rambam in Perek Hei says the following idea. Says the Rambam in Perek Hei that we have two alochas. We have a Kiddush HaChodesh and the calendar Lapiriyah, and we have a calendar Pi Cheshbon. And the Cheshbon calendar is alocha L'Moshe Misina. It's alocha L'Moshe Misina that we have. The Rambam argues. The Rambam says, no special alocha L'Moshe Misina. There is alocha L'Moshe Misina. The Posh Pshat is all al Kiddush Riyah. Hillel Hasheni saw that Unabi Kiddush Riyah, so he calculated and made a Kiddush Riyah ahead of time. And by calculation, since he knew that this is what's going to be the Chodesh Levana, so the calculations gave him some kind of a forecast of the Chodesh Levana, and it was Mekadesh Levana. But there is no such a thing as Alokhla Mashem Sinai. But the Rambam, well, there is. And steht in Rambam, when is this halacha? The halacha when there is no Sanhedrin, or if there is no kiddush al pi reiya, there is a kiddush al pi cheshbon. And that's halacha l'b'shem Sinai. The Brisker brings a raya davka from the Gemara from Shmuel, because the Gemara says by Shmuel, the Shmuel said, I'm able to take away the issue problems of Yod HaShin Shal Golias, because I'm able to do kiddush al chodesh al pi cheshbon. And the Gemara asks him, in a second, do you know the Soida Yibur? Do you know the secrets of the Yibur? So the Rach says, you know astronomy, but do you know the halacha of Shem Sinai of it? There are many halachas which are not astronomical, are halacha of Shem Sinai. So you see, be fair with that. It is halacha of Shem Sinai. That's how the Briskover is. But now the question is, so why the two kiddush achodesh? Why it should not be always al pi cheshbon? Why there is a pi cheshbon, a pi reiya? And what's the idea? And then once, at some point in time, with batam ba'evarov, it becomes all kiddush al pi cheshbon. Why is that so? Number three, we know that part of the cheshbon is the intercalation of the month. We have a calendar that we intercalate every 19 years. There are 7 milboros, 7 leap years, and 12 simple years. Where is the mekor of such a thing? Mekor of such a thing in Pirkei Rablezer. So Pirkei Rablezer brings down that we have the idea of 19 years, 12 shooters and 7 kfulos, and 7 months, which are double. And he brings down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, we came out on the 17th year of the Yibur, of Machzor HaKotan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now, the 17th, you earn the months. Chodesh Hazel Lachem, meaning Maton Lachem. If you could do it, the Shnas Yibur, that's what you get. So the Radal says they couldn't be the 17th year, because if you make a cheshbon, it should be only the 16th year, because you're missing 1 year. So the Chazon Ish brings down that the truth is there are some Achronim who say they're just opposite. Not only not the 16th, not the 17th, it's the 18th. Because as we know, the cheshbon started 1 year before the Bria Soilam, which is called the Shnas HaTohu. But the problem is, those Achronim ask, the Choira should not be the 17th year, because the Mabul year didn't function. So it should be the 18th year. So this is a toastful. So what Adal says, it should be 16th. Some Achronim say it should be the 18th. Says Chazon Ish, the 17th year gear says right. First of all, because we know that we start the Cheshbon a year before. But moreover, this idea that the Shon or the Mabul didn't count is not true, because we count Legabe everything else. So Zichar is the 17th, and the 17th is for sure right. It's a Chazon Ish, but that's hard to understand, because as we just spoke, there was Kiddush al Piriya, and there was, as we said, Ibur was an Er Hak Ibur. I mean, if you saw the needs because of the Tkufa, or because of the Oviv, or because of Perus Ailan, Yom Yaber, the Shana. But it wasn't like some kind of a steady calendar. There's a much later thing. It's on Chol Moshe Sinai. So how can you tell me that before Matan Torah, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was such a thing? That doesn't make any sense. Well, how is it possible that there was at that time already Shana Muberes? So the scholar says, that's a very severe period of blessing to understand. I thought, what's the significance that that's the 17th year? He has to tell you that that's the 17th year. Something that doesn't make much sense. But more interesting than this, we just said that's all Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. That's the earliest Mekor of this cycle, 19th. But interestingly enough, who had the same source of the 19th year? This 19-year cycle and all of our cheshbon, the Babylonians. The Babylonians had exactly the same calendar. The only difference is Davka on the 17th year. On the 17th year, we are Me'aber in order. They are Me'aber every year in order, except the 17th year, which they are Me'aber Elul. How is it, if it's Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, we just said the cheshbon is Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, according to the Rambam, how is it that their astronomy is exactly right? And why the 17th year? There is a discussion between if we do other or Elul. But more interesting, the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi brings down the Shemus HaChadoshim Olitam Bovel. The names of the months came from Bovel. So we know it's not only the names, the whole calendar is a Babylonian calendar in many ways, shapes, or forms. Right? That's why we had such a symmetry. And interestingly enough, at what point in time did they get the Cheshbon? Did they get the astronomy? Right? It was the year 500 BCE. That's what most scholars would date. That they were able to come up with this calendar in the year 500 BC, right before Klal Yisrael goes into Golus, into Babylonia. First of all, what Ashgocha that specifically at that time, and is exactly the same as our Aloch L'Mishem Yisina that we just proved on the Rambam. The only difference is on the 17th year. First of all, what's the significance and how is it they got it right? And Shem is a Chadoshim, therefore all it be above. But the Yerushalmi adds and says that Shimon Lakish says not only that, but the Shem is Hamalochim. Also, the name Malochim, the name of the angels, came from Bavel. Why? Because up to Bavel, the pasuk says "Vayalechad Nasrofim." It talks generically about Malachim. The name of the Malochim, Veish Gavriel, Veish Michal, is only after Bavel. What does that mean? And why the Cheshbon the same? The Tzaddik explains why Shem is a Malochim Oluitam Bavel. Says the Tzaddik because up to Bavel, there was the time of Torah Shebichsav. There were the Nisim Hagluim. So the idea is there was nothing steady. A Nes, meaning the things changed all the time, was fluid. There was still the Sinas HaTorah. Matan Torah ends when? By Bavel. By Kabbalah HaTorah. Bavel becomes Poras. By dead Golos it becomes. It becomes the Sabbath school. That's the end of Chet HaEgel, as we spoke before. So that's the end. So then things become steady. There's no more Nisim. Once there's no before, Malach Gavriel, which is the Saru Shelesh, he went ahead and was Metzan, and he called off Hanani Mishol Vazaria. There was a change. So they didn't have a name. A name is when they have a set function. After this time, they got a set function. That's why the Shemus HaMalochim Olu Itam Yivavah. The question is, why the Shemus HaMalochim becomes set at that point in time? Right? That becomes set. And what does it have to do with the Shemus HaMalochim? Right, so to answer all of this is very clear. This is the time of the beginning of Torah Shebaal Peh. Right, this is the time of Kabbalah Satorah Be'ava. Is a transition from Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. If you look at the difference between Cheshbon and Riyah, Riyah is a gilui milamala. You see, and ad hoc, it changes all the time. It could be this, it could be that. So Shnasa Yibur was like that. The Shebaal Peh, Malochim changed, was a gilui milamala, and that is what dictated. It was haphazard by nature. That's what the Rishalmi says. The months. Or haphazard. When you saw the what you call the Riyah, you mekadosh al piriyah. The Ibur Ashana was done al piriyah. When you saw need, you did it. The Malochim al piriyah. A Malach Gavriel could have been the Sor Shalmayim as needed a Gilui Melemaila. After this time, this is the axial age. This is when things are set and the Torah becomes a Torah Shebaal Peh that we get to him through us. So we search and find. There's no Gilui Milamala. That Gilui is set. Is the Torah Shebaal Peh that we understand from what's here to reach out there. It's not that he reaches us. So the Gilui Milamala is there. It's set. We have to find it and reach it to him. So now things are set. Now things are done. Now is the idea that we have to find the essence of the world. So with the calendar becomes a Torah Shebaal Peh that you're Mechashbin. You don't have to see. You know that there is an inherent cheshbon, both in intercalation and tikkun shachoidesh. The malachim today have a set function, and the idea is that the oilam hazeh. The word is very simple, because today there's no such a thing that oilam hazeh is disconnected from oilam haba, and there is a gilui milamala that comes up. That's the whole idea of the ego. The idea is that the oilam hazeh is completely disconnected from the reality. There is a gilui milamala that shows you kiddush shachoidesh. Now there is a total synchrony. So from oilam hazeh, you could reach to oilam haba directly. You could just reverse engineer Olam Hazeh to get to Olam Haba. So therefore you do the Shemus HaChadoshim, the calendar, and the Malachim. All of that had. So that's very clear. Now why Dafka the Babylonians? But the Babylonians are very givaldic. But the Maral says, by Migdal Bovel, they were the ones who bonu Migdal Shiroi Shoi Bashamayim, Roi Shoi Magia Shamayim. So says the Maral, they went from the Tachtoidim to the Elyonim. So they were that Migdal. They were the ones who created the ultimate Bovel is Melosh mixture. They mixed, they created a unification between the physical and the spiritual. This is metaphysical. So therefore, they with their cheshbon, their astronomy, their mechavim, they were able to call them Malachim. So therefore, they were mechavim mamish to the same thing. And you see that the calendar, why do we have a 19-year cycle? I think it's very clear. Nobody says that before, they could find, but I think it's mamish clear. In the our Aleph base, there are three imois, there are three mother letters, the Aleph Mem and Shin. Then you have 12 simple letters and 7 kfulos. Beged Kafrat. which is connected to 12 months, and then you have the seven kfulis. The kfulis is to show that there is a duality, and the duality connects. The 7 months, which are doubles, is the one that connects the two marochas, the marocha of the sun and the marocha of the what you call it, the moon. And we have said, what's the pshat in Shona? The sun is the giver, the moon is the taker that reflects. That's connected the noisen HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the mekablim. The mekablim is the word of chidush, that we are mechadish, we have the choice, we have to do whatever we want. That's the chidush, mloshon chidush. The chama ishon is repetition because it's all preset. It's all mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have no intervention. This is the time that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megale, and what we get it, it's all the same. It represents the kfulis, the rofa and the dgusha, the gilui melamala and the hasoga mitzideinu. Those are the doubles, and that's beged kafrat. Interestingly enough, so therefore you could see, what's the keneged the seven? Shteit in Sefer Yetzirah is keneged the seven planets, because the planets are in the earth. They reflect like stars, but they reflect the light. They reflect the light of this of a star, which is the sun, and they become like stars. So is that duality become together? You are planet reflecting the light, which is keneged the shnasa ibur, that the chama and the levona stay together. So Mimela, that's the whole idea of that. Interestingly enough, the seven letters Beged Kafrat is connected the 7 years of Ibor. Interestingly enough, the 17th year of the Ibor is the one before the last. The last year of the Ibor is the 9th, is the 19th, which is connected the Tov. The 17th year, which is connected the Resh. It says Rabbi Kaplan, and then he brings down the Resh from the Michal. We know that today in Hebrew, there are only six double letters, Beged Kefet. The Resh, we don't know how to say Resh, the Gusha, not Resh. There are 10 places in Tanakh which the Resh is the Gusha. So the idea is the Resh was lost. What's unique about the Resh? Says Reb Tzodek, the Resh is the letter which is round. There's a difference between the Dalet and the Resh. They're very similar. Echod and Acher, the Gemara says that you could be interchangeable. So Dalet, and interestingly enough also, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos in Yadayim says that Ksav Ashuri, the unique part of Ksav Ashuri, that each letter is individual. Each letter is different. You can't confuse the letters. The only two letters that you could confuse is Dalet and the Resh. Because what's the Pshat, the Dalet and the Resh? The Dalet and the Resh is that they is both they mean the same. It means Dalus and means Rash. Rash ain't called. Means poverty. It means the Mekabli who yearning to be Mekabel from above. The only difference is that the Dalet, the Mekabli to be Mekabel from the Resh, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Dalet is very differentiated. There is a vertical line. There's a horizontal line, two marochas, very clear who's the giver, who's the taker. The Resh, the upper bound and the lower bound are all the same, right? That's why it's called the Olam HaIgulim, it's called the Kava Akum. It's the one which is in itself crooked. Why is it crooked? Because the Noise and the Mekabel, it's interchangeable. This Resh, it could be Larash and Kol, and it could be Roish, which is the Rosh. That's the one which is interchangeable, that could change. That idea is the idea of the Resh. The Resh is, the Resh becomes Bimilu, becomes Kuf, which is the Olam HaSheker, because the Resh is the Mekablim doing it in the opposite way, that the vertical line coming down becomes the line from above. The lines are blurred. The blurring of the lines is the Resh, which is the concept of Avodah Zarah. That's why El Acher is Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, the Pshat, is that you do to a Mekabel, which is that Koach, you give him a Koach of a Noisen. That's the way that the drive to be Mekabel blurs the line. Mimele is very Givaldic. In the Resh, it represents the 17th year. What's unique about the 17th year? The 17th year, says already Sasha Stern, that if you look at the calendar, the one that, if you want to look at the 19 years, to know if the 19-year cycle will work or not, you look at the 16th year. Because the 16th year is, quote-unquote, the earliest Pesach. Is that when Pesach could become in the winter. So in other words, if you don't say the 17th year, they would diverge from each other. So the 17th year is Miloshon Toiv. That's the one that really connects the two. Says Reb Tzodek, why is the Resh representative of that? Because says Sefer Yetzirah, the seven letters are connected the 7 days of the week. Resh is connected the B'chin of Yosef, which is the bechin of ishtadlos of Olam Hazeh. The ishtadlos of Olam Hazeh is the one that blurs the line, that you do it, you have an impact from above, and the above has an impact on you, because that's the world of ishtadlos, hayoyim lasoysom. That's the 17th year. Connected also, you realize that Moisa Mashiach is connected the 17 years of Yosef, which is connected the 17 years that we spoke so many times of Yaakov in Mitzrayim, which is connected the Bias of Mashiach, which is the Tikkun Asiyah. So on the 17th year is the year that represents the ultimate Bechina of the Chibur Cham and Levana. And the question is, who runs who? The Dalet tells you that we do, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that runs. As much as we do, we know that what we do is our chidush, but our chidush is bound by the shon which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictates us, right? Not that we dictate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Migdal Bavel was exactly the opposite. Migdal Bavel was that the people here wanted to change there. Bov and Nasi Milchom Ba'elyoinim. So says the Maral, clearly the people in Bavel wanted to blur the lines in such a way that they didn't want to get the Hashpah from above. They wanted to manipulate the Hashpah from above. That's the ultimate rage, which is blurring the lines. Look at Avodah Zarah. We're going to see Avodah Zarah this week. What's the concept of Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is that you manipulate the Koyches Elyoinim for your benefit. So the idea is that you're not Nevatel to there, which is the Dalet, that the lines are blurred, just the lines are defined, that the lines are blurred. The idea of the lines blurred is that you manipulate there for you. That manipulation of there, that's nothing milchom abel yoinim. The remez to that is that when you come to push, clearly so in the 17th year, what do we push? When it comes the criteria of the time that we have to put the two calendars together, we push the Chodesh, which is Nisan, which is a Chodesh Azel Lochem, the mitzvah of the Rishon Hul Chodshi Hashana. So he puts the Chodoshim. They change, even though they do it always in order, to show you that what they're trying to push is not order, they're trying to push Tishrei, which is the Tchilas Hashana, is Rosh Hashanah Rashonim. So they push the Shana, because when it clashes between your mindset from above, who dictates who? We get pushed by the Shana. By the Babylonians, they push the Shana. So that's why they are the ones who manipulate. We could never move. That's why, by the way, Sasha Stern Dafka brings, I think, the Lefantines, when the Jewish community said we could never do it. Because by doing in Elul, they're pushing away Rosh Hashanah. We're not pushing away Rosh Hashanah. We push away Rosh Rishon Hu L'Chodesh Hashanah. So that's why the 17th year, which is the year that defines Ishtadlus Adam in the Chibur of Adam, which is Dafka, the Soif Maise B'Machshov Atchilo, which is the Yoyim HaShishi, on that there is a difference between us. So both. So that's the beginning of Cheshbon, the beginning of Teresh Baal Peh. The beginning of Teresh Baal Peh is in Bovel, that the Tachtoinim and the Lyoinim connected. As we saw, Luchos HaRishoines, that there is a break between the two. But for us, as much as there is a synchrony, there is a fine line of who dictates whom. It's not us dictating there, but they're dictating us. And that's the difference between us and Bnei Bovel. So the Mele is Givaldik, the Dafka by the Reish, there's the difference between us, and the Ur Mechavin to them is because Koyach Migdal Bovel gave them the Koyach, that the Chochmas Odom, they could be Boine Migdal Bashamayim. That became real, calling the Malachim and establishing the calendar. So when there was the idea of Teresh Shabal Peh, that through the Chochmas Atachtoinim, you could reach the Yoinim, where could that be? Only Bovel, because Bovel established that by the Migdal. The only question is that when they establish that synchrony, who runs who? That's the difference between us and the Babylonians. It is established by the 17th year. That's why state in what you call it, state in Pirkei Rav Elazar, when the 17th year we were me'aber Chodesh Adar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the bailus on the Zman, Chodesh Hazeh Lochem. Because the Chodesh Hazeh Lochem, that we deserve the calendar because we put ourselves under the Mimshel Esayloinim and not to control the Elyonim. As much as we control, we're controlled by them. So Mimele could answer all the kashas. That's Kufa the Rambam holds. The idea of Shnas Acham and Shnas Alevona, Chodesh Alevona and Shnas Achama, is this duality between the Noistim and the Mekablim. And that's Dafka in Chodesh. Dafka in Chodesh Nisan. Because Chodesh Nisan is the Tchil of Klal Yisrael, Tchila of Klal Yisrael, the message is that that dialogue, that conversation between the Tachtoinim and the Elyonim. That's the Chiddush of Klal Yisrael. Atem Kurim Odom, Achoidesh Azelochem, Chodshi Hashona, and the Chodesh Hashona. The Chodesh, I'm sorry, and the Shona, the synchrony between Chosha Levon and Shnei Sachama, that's what makes Klal Yisrael unique. Therefore, Dafka, this idea that there is dichotomy is Dafka Bechodesh Aviv, which is the Tchilas of Odom and the Tchilas Aviv. Dafka then is never. That's what the answer to the first Kasha. That's why we have the idea of Kiddush Ariyah and Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon. Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon is the world of when the secret between the two is Torah Shebaal Peh and Torah Shebichsav. These are the two worlds, and Dafka here is the beginning of Torah Shebaal Peh, Dafka the Bovel. That's why we have such similarities, and that's the Pshat in Pirkei Rabbeleizer. Pirkei Rabbeleizer is going to say that's for the Chidush that we have the Dafka in the 17th year, which is Keneged the Reisha Beged Kafrat. That is the idea that shows the difference between us and them, which is never at the beginning of the cycle, is always right before the end of the cycle, which is Keneged Emes HaMashiach, that in the end will be a difference between Klal Yisrael, the Goy would want to receive the Torah, but here will be a very interesting idea that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu forces them out. Look at this, is the Beged Kafrat at the end of the Tchilat, right before the last one. Keneged Shnas Yezayin, that will be exactly this, will be the Mitzvah Sukkah. The Mitzvah Sukkah, which is, I told you, the Tchilas Avoyda is Pesach, Sukkah is the Gmar Avoyda, Sinu Shlechuscha. That will be the difference between them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moitzi Chama Minartika, that the Tachama pushes away the Maisa Chidush. So when it pushes away, we go, but they are boy at the Sukkah. Because for them, the Tachloinim should be Machriya, the Tachtoinim violates them. So therefore, all the concept of Poras, of Bovel, of which is the Goyim, but Bovel became Sfas Koloret. The Sfas Koloret is the Tachtoinim should run over the Elyonim and not vice versa. And you should know that these Shabbos are going to go, that this is the Yisoid of Avodah Zarah. The Chidush of Avodah Zarah is exactly that Chidush of Torah Shebaal Peh, of Elyonim and Tachtoinim, of who controls who. Are you taking the Elyonim to your service, or are you in the service of the Elyonim? Is it at the Aled or the Reish? Is it Kel Echod or Kel Acher? And that's good for the Shana, the Dafka, but the Soif minds will be misgalled. The difference that Ari may aber the Shana by pushing Tishrei or by pushing Nisan.